The Satin Apron. Robert never meant to buy the apron. He had stopped in the thrift shop to look for vintage maps, not clothing. But there it was, a satin apron the color of early morning light. He ran his fingers over it, startled by how soft it felt. The fabric seemed alive, sliding seductively under his hands. It reminded him of old films where everything shimmered slightly. He bought it without thinking, folded it neatly in his backpack, and carried it home as if he were protecting something fragile. At first, he hung the apron on the back of his kitchen door. But before he could stop himself, he tied it on. The ribbon cinched softly at his waist. He felt the satin move when he breathed. It wasn't a costume. It felt like permission. It was more like stepping into a version of himself that he'd been waiting to find. In that moment, Robert understood why people love satin. Not for how it looked, but for how it made them feel. The simple gesture, smoothing the fabric, adjusting the ties, became a kind of ritual, a silky indulgence that reminded him of another part of himself. It wasn't long before Robert sought guidance from Mistress Audrey, who understood transformation and much more. As he began to enjoy his reflection in the mirror, dressed in floral print panties, polka dot scarves, and an assortment of frilly satin aprons, Robert became Rachel. And Rachel had an apron fetish. Every time Rachel saw an apron, she felt excited. It wasn't just about the fabric now. It was the gateway to feeling like her true self. This is Mistress Audrey, the Mistress of the Month for November. I was very excited to write this post because I often discuss the history of how my callers came to dress. Many of you love wearing not only pretty panties and bras, but also slips, stockings, scarves, and frilly aprons. I'd love to know if you have ever dressed up as a sissy maid and if you own any aprons in your collection. I think aprons are a great addition to any closet. Leave me a comment on my blog, adultphonesexchat.com, or on Enchantrix Empire. And if you're interested in discussing this further, I'd love to connect with you on the phone or in a Discord session. Finally, I want to give a special thanks to Cassandra, who kindly lent her sissy maid images to me for this post. This is Mistress Audrey, signing off from behind the satin apron.